Questo è un podcast di Radio SBS. Per scoprire come ascoltare il nostro programma visitate sbs.com.au/italian.
Malini Bakers fa la volontaria presso Enleven a South East Melbourne e si occupa di mettere in contatto i rifugiati e gli immigrati con i servizi sanitari e di accoglienza. Malini ha osservato che le persone anziane sono maggiormente a rischio di depressione e che spesso i sintomi che manifestano vengono scambiati per segnali di un normale invecchiamento.
First thing is they themselves are not aware that they are going through some kind of sickness. The few people they have connection with, they are unable to identify, okay, this person is going through some kind of anxiety or depression. That's why they are behaving this way, or that's why they are unable to sleep.
Il dottor Mukesh Aikerwal, medico di famiglia, ex presidente nazionale del AMA e membro del consiglio di Beyond Blue, spiega che vi sono alcuni segni della depressione facilmente riconoscibili, persino nelle persone più riservate o appartenenti a culture che non incoraggiano a parlare di sé.
It's often just the way in which they appear. They haven't taken time to look after themselves with how they dress, demeanor, you know, the way they groom themselves. The house may be untidy. They may just not speak very happily, a bit of a monotone. No life in the speech. It means that they are not functioning well, not really in any interest, nothing sort of to look forward to, nothing that they're enjoying at the moment.
Nell'ambulatorio di Altona North, una delle zone più multiculturali d'Australia, il dottor Aikerwal riceve spesso pazienti anziani accompagnati da familiari che hanno colto alcuni segnali d'allarme.
In my practice, on a daily basis, I'll have concerned neighbors bringing in their older, retired neighbors because they're worried about them one shape or form. It may be because of a medical issue. It may be because they're losing weight. It may be because they're tearful. It may be because they're just disengaged. And approaching that is really important.
Anche Malini Bakers ha potuto constatare che discutere con gli anziani del loro stato mentale non è per nulla facile.
I just be there for them, give them calls, go out with them, just to make them feel comfortable. If I feel that they need to see someone professionally, I connect them with them and encourage them to say that, you know, this is nothing wrong, that everybody has problems like this. It is just common. So just giving them hope.
Se siete preoccupati dello stato mentale di una persona anziana vicino a voi, il dottor Aikerwal vi consiglia di rompere il ghiaccio avviando una semplice conversazione.
People will not say that they are low or depressed. They always put a brave face on. The most common greeting is, how are you going? How are you? And the most common response is, I'm all right. And it's actually important to go beyond that. How is, you know, other aspects of your life? Like, how are you feeling? Are you sleeping all right? Are you eating all right? Is anything worrying you? Have you got stress? Words like that in the non-clinical setting, which can be a good alert and a good trigger to keep the conversation and take it at the next level.
È bene tenere presente che a volte il sintomo di un malessere mentale può essere del tutto simile al sintomo fisico provocato da una malattia o dalla stanchezza. Lutto, preoccupazioni economiche, isolamento sociale o l'allontanamento di una persona cara sono tutti fattori che possono provocare la depressione.
People who are retired or retiring and feel that they have a lack of purpose. Older people often feel a burden on their families, they feel a burden on their children, grandchildren, and, you know, they need to be reassured that's not the case. And if they are unwell, the illnesses can be dealt with, and it may mean dealing with the medical side, but also may mean dealing with the stress side as well. And that's not a bad thing, it can be dealt with.
In Australia il 45% delle persone sperimenta una qualche forma di disagio mentale nella propria vita e in un qualsiasi anno circa 1 milione di adulti soffre di depressione e 2 milioni di attacchi di ansia. Se siete preoccupati per una persona cara o non sapete cosa fare, vi sono alcuni accorgimenti che potete prendere, come spiega il dottor Aikerwal.
There's a lot that can be done, including conversation, including joining people up to other people who can put a bit of spark back into their life, provide them activities, and obviously and a connection with health professionals, general practitioner, psychologists, other people around that are working in the community that can support people.
Infine, occorre sottolineare gli enormi benefici mentali provocati dalla socializzazione, come ha avuto modo di constatare Malini Bakers nel corso della sua attività con migranti e rifugiati.
especially the people who are connected with something like, say, religious people. There are seniors group, ethnic senior groups are there. There's some kind of interaction with the other people. That way they get to have a better quality of life and have a longer life as well.
The Bug Whisperer è una nuova serie di podcast in 4 puntate prodotta da SBS Italian. Ascolta adesso un'anticipazione sulla pagina iTunes di SBS Italian oppure online. Il primo episodio sarà disponibile dal 18 ottobre.